Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. What good would sight be without the ability to contemplate what we see? If all you had was eyeballs and no brain, what good would that be? Well, this morning, Jesus teaches us to contemplate the results of his death and resurrection. What it means that we have seen Jesus alive, even though he was killed on the cross. In our gospel reading, Jesus says, "A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." John 16:16. This is our sermon text this morning. If we just take this pericope at the face value of the English, we might settle on a mistaken reason why some of the disciples were confused. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. And the rest of the pericope is this back and forth of asking, what do you mean by this? And then Jesus says, you want to know this? This is what you're thinking, right? Maybe it was something like, hey, Philip, why is Jesus talking about playing peekaboo with us? Like, what's going on there? He's like, it's not peekaboo. It's something much more, but I just don't know what it is. Oh, I know. He did say we have to be like children to enter the kingdom of heaven. So maybe peekaboo and children. Maybe he's telling. No, it's nothing like that. It's not a see me, now you see me, now you don't, that kind of a thing. It's deeper. It's always deeper. This is Jesus. When we get under the hood of the text, we start looking at what's going on with the vocabulary, slowly digesting it. We notice that the word see, which is used twice here in the English, is actually two different words in the Greek. A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me. They have a similar but particular emphasis. The first see is from the Greek root word theoreo. The second C is from the word harao. This is John's choice of C in our epistle reading too. Same author. And you always want to look at this kind of stuff when you're studying the text. Who's the author? What's he saying? What words is he using? Are he using? Yeah, good thing I didn't write the Bible. So John chooses harao in 1 John 3:1-3, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be children of God. And so we are. We shall be like him because we shall see, harao, him as he is. That's the root. Let me read John 16:16 with the full scope of the translation of theoreo and harao in place. Okay? It's going to sound a little weird. I'll give you the full definition as we go through it. A little while and you will theoreo. You will look at, understand, experience, deliberately contemplate with mental and or spiritual interest me no longer. And again, a little while and you will harao. Physically see me, but be interested in the result of what you behold. Mentally discern, pay attention to, and be concerned with me. Very similar words, but slightly different. Now, let me read the passage in a paraphrase, a way that reflects the context and clarifies what Jesus is getting at as he's teaching the disciples. This is what's going on. A little while, and I will be arrested and taken from your sight. You won't be able to look at me anymore. I will be crucified and I will be buried. I'll be gone from before you. You won't understand what's going on because I'm the Messiah. And it will be difficult for you to grasp, to contemplate how your Savior, the Messiah, could be killed and lying dead. How's that work? You will flee. You're going to cower behind locked doors. You won't be experiencing the life you've been leading as my disciples these last 3 years and that you were expecting to lead as followers of the Messiah. And your spiritual considerations of these things will be shaken. you will begin to doubt, and despair will enter your minds. No longer will you understand what you think you know about who I am and what that means for you. But then, a little while later, your physical eyes will literally behold me again, but you won't be concerned with my physical appearance before you, the biological function of your eyeballs. Rather, you will be concerned with the result, the consequences of what you're seeing. You will discern the truth of what I taught you about who I am these past 3 years. The Messiah, come to save you by dying and taking my life again. You will then pay attention to what my resurrection means, and you will be concerned with me once again, no longer doubting, but believing the consequences of all I've said and done. This is what's packed into John 16, 16, with theoreo and harao. You get what Jesus is saying? There's even more. The sorrow the disciples experienced when our Lord was crucified and when they thought everything was over. Oh, I guess he wasn't the actual Messiah. I guess we were duped. I guess he was just a charlatan or something like this. Or how could this be? Or whatever they were getting at. That sorrow turned to joy at Christ's resurrection. The world rejoiced while they wept and lamented. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, they were rejoicing. They had put down this insurgent, this usurper, this rebellion as they saw it, while all the Lord's disciples were weeping and lamenting. But then Christ came back to life on the third day. It was legit. He really is the Messiah, and much more than just sort of a bread king, much more than just some political savior. He is the king, the savior of the entire cosmos. Bye-bye, sorrow. Hello, joy. As John 16, 20 says, 22 says, so also you experience sorrow now, but I will harao see you again in the flesh, right before you physically, and you'll be concerned about my resurrection. Your hearts will rejoice, and no one will be able to take that joy from you because I was dead and I am now alive. Jesus is with them, then he's not, then he's with them again. For the disciples, the process goes from experiencing the reality of being his followers, thinking they know what that means, losing their understanding of what that means, what that looks like, and then being concerned with the reality of the truth of the resurrection for eternity. It's a major journey these guys are on in 3 days. This, however, is not limited to just the weekend of the crucifixion and the appearance of Christ after his resurrection. How do we know? Well, he front loads it for us. Open your Bibles or your pew Bibles to John 16. Our sermon text starts at 16:16, but that's not where the context of this teaching narrative comes into play. Already, up above, we see the same context and the same vocabulary. John 16, let's start for the sake of clarity and time this morning at 7, going through 11, we hear Jesus say, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away to where you cannot see me, right? If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. That's theoreo. You will theoreo, which remember means look at, understand, experience with spiritual or mental interest. When did the disciples and all of us, really, who've come after them, when did we not experience a life of looking at Jesus in the flesh? When did that begin? When the Christians stopped experiencing life with Christ Jesus as the disciples had experienced it during Jesus' 3-year earthly ministry. They had come to know a reality that they were under the impression would last forevermore. But there was something to happen in between. So the theoreo came to a close and opened the door for the horao. When he went back to his Father, theoreo ceased. What they thought they understood came to a close. And that is to say also, after his ascension, which we haven't gotten to yet, right? That's when he goes back to the Father. That's physically when he ascends. And we're going to have an ascension service this year. Check your newsletter calendar. It's in May, 22nd this year? 26th. Thank you, Linda. May 26th. It's probably the same every year. We're going to do ascension service. It's a historic thing. And the church sadly has gotten away from, just across the board, not just us, has gotten away from celebrating ascension all the time. And so this is right up there with Christmas and Easter, Pentecost, ascension. These are key events. And so he goes to the Father in the flesh. He doesn't shed off his flesh as he goes back up to a spiritual realm. He's still 100% man in his resurrected flesh, able to be seen, but not seen the way he was before, seen now in a horao way. In this way, the seeing, not seeing, seeing again events of the crucifixion, resurrection foreshadow the post-ascension era of the church that we know very well, where we who are alive today have never theoreoed Jesus. We've never seen him in a theoreo sense like the disciples did. And yet, because Jesus was seen horao, alive and in the flesh after his death for our sins, we're now looking forward to horaoing Jesus, seeing him as he is, to pull in our epistle language, and as we are. That is to say, we are only theoreoing ourselves right now, but eventually we will horao ourselves. We will see ourselves as the children of God we truly are. Right now we think we understand what that means, but there will come a time when our perception of who we are as God's children will be fully revealed, and we will go, horao, I see, okay, this is how it is. It's different than I was thinking. It's better than I was thinking. We truly are children of the Father who rejoice through Christ, even though the world hates us because of Christ. That is because Jesus was horaoed. Jesus was seen truly. We are now concerned with the reality of what his resurrection means for us. And we're paying attention to his word, submitting ourselves to his word, trusting that even though we can't fully see what we think is true, we believe it to be true because he said so. Because his disciples did see the reality. They saw his resurrected body ascend into heaven. He can return at any moment so that we can fully theoreo him, look at him, understand him, experience him. The joyous eternal life we've been given as children of the Heavenly Father will be revealed to us. We've been purchased by this precious body and blood of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, from the cross, will be fully seen, fully in both senses seen. Because we are currently in a time of not seeing Jesus Christ in the flesh, as the disciples did. We're in that interim that is foreshadowed for us in that crucifixion weekend. We're in that period where he's buried in the tomb for our sake. Like, we can't really live with him the way we had been before, the way the disciples were before. And now we're waiting for his glorious return where we can get back to that. And we all miss that. We want that. And as Christians who've never experienced it the way Peter and John and James and those guys did, we're hungry for that. And so he has sent us the Helper, his Holy Spirit. So that as Christ said to Thomas, even though we don't see him plainly with our physical eyeballs, we believe in him because we have begun to understand and experience through spiritual eyes him. We have begun to understand what it means to be a child of the Heavenly Father. We have begun to be like children who are growing up. Think about this. As you grow up, you think you know who mom and dad are. You think you know who these people are in your life, but it's not until you mature that you fully understand, and maybe even not then, just who the persons are that you call mom and dad, their uniqueness, who they are as people, not just as parents. There's an analogy for us that we will go from the one kind of seeing to the other kind of seeing, Jesus and our Father. The Holy Spirit holds in front of our mind's eye something for us to see. What is it that he gives us that's physical for us to see? Because we need it as physical creatures. What does he give us? This is not rhetorical. Huh? Communion is one of them, yes. What else?
The Word.
The Word that he attaches to baptism. The Word that he attaches to communion. The Word. He gives it to us in physical ways where we can read it, mark it, inwardly digest it, absorb it, theoreo it, and hara'o it by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We believe in him in this way because he has sent us the Helper to understand it. And so we trust that we will see Jesus, the same Jesus, the one Jesus who was crucified and resurrected for the forgiveness of our sins. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. You will see Jesus. As John wrote in the epistle, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." This is most certainly true. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.